Hello everyone, my name is Natalie Massey, and welcome to episode 1 of the Social Construct Corner, where we talk about all things socially constructed. For today's social issue, we'll be discussing a matter that's quite prevalent in society: gender roles. However, before we begin, I'd like to give a brief description of what social constructionism is, if you did not know already. Have you ever thought to yourself, is this even real? Most things in this world are social constructs. Social constructionism is a theory that knowledge and many aspects of the world around us are not real in and of themselves. They initially only exist because we, as a society, give them a reality through social agreement. Many things would not exist in the absence of human society, such as money, gender, race, etc. But for today's episode, we'll be focusing specifically on gender roles. Firstly, I'd like to give a brief explanation of what gender roles are, if you didn't know already. In society, gender roles are how we're expected to act, speak, dress, groom, and conduct ourselves based upon our assigned sex. For example, girls and women are generally expected to dress in a typical feminine way, be accommodating and nurturing. Stereotypically, women are supposed, quote-unquote, to be the caregivers of the house, cook, clean, and be good wives. They're often seen as the weaker sex and submissive. Men, on the other hand, are generally expected to be strong, aggressive, and bold. Stereotypically, they're seen as the rock, quote-unquote, of the family. They provide the main income and are seen as the more dominant sex. Every society, ethnic group, and culture has gender role expectations, but they vary from group to group and can also change over time. Now, you might ask yourself, what's the problem with traditional gender roles anyway? Well, gender stereotypes can often affect people in many ways. Stereotypes about gender can cause unequal and unfair treatment because of a person's gender. This is called sexism. There are 4 basic kinds of gender stereotypes. The first one being personality traits. Men are often expected to be aggressive and self-confident, while women are expected to be accommodating and openly emotional. The second one being domestic behaviors. As I mentioned earlier, behaviors such as taking care of the children, cooking, and cleaning the home, are expected of women, while men are expected to take care of finances, do home repairs, etc. The third stereotype being occupations. Many people are quick to assume that teachers and nurses are a woman's job, while engineers, construction workers, and pilots, for example, are a man's job. The last stereotype is physical appearance. Now, this is one that's mostly sought out by the media. Women have a certain quote-unquote standard society expects them to meet when it comes to appearance. They're expected to be thin and graceful, while men are expected to be tall and muscular, for example. Men and women are also expected to dress and groom in ways that are stereotypical to their gender. Men are expected to have short hair because, quote-unquote, long hair is for girls, or that women are expected to wear makeup whenever they go out, etc. Extreme gender stereotypes are harmful because they don't allow people to fully express themselves and their emotions. For example, it's harmful for men to feel that they shouldn't express sensitive emotions because it's not considered quote-unquote manly. This bottling up of emotions that men do can often lead to a snowball effect. Men who have more rigid views of what it means to be a man, according to society, are more likely to have suicidal thoughts, more likely to be depressed, and less likely to take care of their health, and so on. Not only do these gender roles affect grown men and women, they also significantly affect young children. Telling young boys that crying is for girls and to be a man is toxic parenting and can often have a negative effect as they grow up. Now, me personally, I didn't grow up in a household with excessive gender roles. My mother raised me to be an independent woman and to never rely on a man. Both of my parents shared equal roles in the house. They both worked, cleaned, and did everything they could to be the best parents and raise my sister and I in a healthy, equal opportunity environment. However, I've seen firsthand gender roles being played when it came to my extended family. I come from a Middle Eastern family where the men are often seen as the breadwinners of the house and the women are seen as the caregivers, and where the girls are often raised and treated differently from the boys. For example, I've heard my uncle say countless times to my cousin, who was closeted gay, to stop acting like a girl and to be a man, and that makeup is for girls, etc. These words can be very harmful to a child, especially coming from someone you love. I think gender roles should be diminished altogether, so that everyone can be their true, authentic selves, and to stop trying to fit into the box and norms that society has created for them. In today's episode, we talked about gender roles, what they are, why they're a problem, and my personal take on them. It's time to redefine masculinity and femininity and destroy the social construct of them altogether. I'd like to thank Planned Parenthood, TED Talk, and Time Magazine for providing resources for this podcast. Thank you all for listening to the Social Construct Corner, and make sure to tune in next week for episode 2, where we'll be talking about race, with a few special guests giving us their input. An episode you definitely don't want to miss. Bye!